This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 23, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rainy and windy today, temperatures in the low 50s. Massport is telling air travelers to make sure to check with their airlines today, as a major storm in parts of the country has the potential to disrupt air travel in many other parts of the country. As of this morning, 200 flights were canceled at Logan Airport. With today's storm, the North Shore is under a coastal flood warning. Earlier today, WCVB-TV was reporting on tree damage in Beverly, and WFXT-TV is reporting high winds in Gloucester, with some power outages in the city. In Nahant, a tree came down on Vernon Street. State Representative Lenny Mira, who lost a state house election recount by one vote after winning on Election Day in November, is filing a court challenge. A report in today's Salem News indicates that the challenge is based on 9 ballots that he feels were improperly counted and 14 mail-in votes that he alleges do not have properly matching signatures. Mira's Essex County District includes Georgetown, Ipswich, and Rowley. The two top decks of Salem's Museum Place garage will be closed for repairs for 2 weeks starting January 9. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that delays in obtaining materials this summer forced the delays on the roof work. In news from the schools, the Daily Item in Lynn has a favorable news story today on the work being done by second-year Saugus School Superintendent Aaron McMahon. Saugus is working to improve district-wide MCAS scores, improve instruction, and improve student school attendance. And last week, Lynn selected Dr. Yvonne Alvarez to be the district's next superintendent of schools. Alvarez is currently the chief academic officer in Providence. Today marks the final installment in a multi-part feature here on North Shore Today. Dr. Alvarez discusses that she believes the Lynn Schools is the place that she needs to be.
When I see the population in Lynn, when I walk the classrooms today, there's one degree of separation between the students and myself, and that is education. The doors that were opened for me because of the education that I received and that someone made that possible for me. I'm the daughter of two immigrants who wanted, right, the American dream. They wanted me to have the education. And when I connected with students today, although my thoughts around working with a very similar demographic student population that I have in the past, in my experiences, I was absolutely certain that this was the place that I needed to be.
Alvarez was speaking during her closing statement in last week's interview with the school committee. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And on behalf of my brothers, Michael and Jack, and all of us who work at Moynihan Lumber, I want to wish all of those listening a very Merry Christmas.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins beat the Jets 3-2 last night after being down after the first period by 2 goals. This is Bruin Nick Foligno.
Well, I think it was just there's such a quiet confidence in this room, so I don't think we ever get too flustered by anything. I think it's always too how we're playing. So it's never what a team's doing. It's usually what we're not doing. And in that period, it was just more of we weren't executing the way we needed to. And they were. I was saying it earlier, like, every team's going to bring their best, especially with our record at home. And we can't be surprised by that and you know, expect any difference. So for us, it was just it's disappointing to let them kind of out-execute us in a period. But we gather ourselves like we are as a calm, collected, confident group and came out with a better second and then took over.
The Bees are right back on the ice tonight in New Jersey. The Celtics host the Timberwolves tonight at the Garden, while the Patriots will host the Bengals tomorrow afternoon at 1. Boys high school basketball from last night, Salem Academy beating Hamilton Wenham 75-55. The St. John's Prep basketball team opens their season tonight when they host Lowell at 6:30. The Prep is led by first-year coach Dave Clay, formerly the Newburyport head coach. The Beverly boys basketball team will host Lynn English tonight at 7. Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis.
Yeah, Lynn English is an incredible team at the moment. You know, they're very well coached, and they have some transfers in there, and they still have Tyrese Garcia from last year, who's one of the best players in the state. And they added another piece to their backcourt. So they have a scholarship backcourt with two guards who are incredible. They probably have the best backcourt in the state, and they got some size to go along with that. So it's not going to be an easy task for us for sure. But we're going to give it our best shot. We expect a dogfight when they come in here.
We have a complete interview up on the website with Coach Karakoudis from earlier this week. That's sports. Have a great day and a great holiday. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, and we thank you for clicking on North Shore Today.
From all of us at MSONewsSports.com, have a safe and happy holiday season. We are the North Shore's multimedia source for news and sports. North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7. North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, posting on Thursdays. Our connections feature spotlight interviews. And of course, North Shore Today, a daily information multimedia magazine powered by Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.